Blog Talk Radio.
A beautiful, blessed day. Hallelujah.
Glory to
you. Y'all know. We talk about these wonderful names of Jesus. Hallelujah. More and more. More names. What you think, Roddy? You think they're ready for it?
Hey. Hey, we might as well get the show on the road, because there'll be some more surprises. I know I was surprised, you know, firstborn, and,
we got to an elder, with the elder brother.
Yeah, that elder brother. I ain't never thought of Jesus as my first brother, man. Look out.
Look out.
Make me want to stick my chest out.
Yesterday.
Glory, glory.
Yesterday we left off with Jesus. Today we're talking about judge and ruler. John 5:22-23. Micah 4:3. Matthew 26:67. Acts 10:42. You know, Jesus, He is our judge and our ruler. You know, Ronnie? Jesus is our everything.
That's right. Glory be to God.
Jesus is our judge as well as our advocate and lawyer.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
See, you might not have thought about it like that. But that's what he is. That's truly, truly what he is. And I'll give y'all a minute, because y'all need to get a pencil. Because y'all gonna want to write some of this stuff down. If you write it down, you can go back and look at it later. But you need to write it down. Get it. Write it down so you can get it in your spirit.
Can you
send
them one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Go ahead.
I don't know that address.
Hear him, y'all.
Hey, I don't know that address.
6 years, and he's still trying to learn the address and phone number. I'm just going to leave that alone.
Yeah, you should. You should have brought it up.
But if...
Let's get the phone number.
You want to know more about the names of Jesus?
Glory.
If you want to receive the pamphlet that we're using, then we invite you to call us at
662-388-0644.
0644.
Did I do know it?
Here, will you repeat it?
And that would be
P.O.
Box.
697.
Ackerman, Mississippi.
39735.
Yep. That's what she said.
Oh, my apple didn't work that time. Yeah, I know we keep this real. But you know what? Jesus is so awesome, y'all. And I can promise y'all this much, that since I have truly accepted who I was, ailment in Christ, my life changed. And I have never had so much fun as I have as a Christian. Because y'all know God is, y'all know God got jokes. All you got to do is look at some of us.
Look around.
You know, look at us.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with Christian comedy.
Amen.
You know, I love, I can't think of her name, but I love to hear her because she is so hilarious and it's clean. There's a lot of Christians out there that give good, clean comedy. You know, support them.
Laughing it.
Good for the soul. It's good for the soul. It's good for the heart.
That's
good.
Bible. Yes.
That's not Rhonda. That's not Robert. That's Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Glory.
He's the very one who is our advocate before the bar of God's justice. And he has been made the judge of all, as in Romans 8:33-34. He is also our wonderful counselor.
Yes, yes.
What
yes,
a mighty God yes. we serve.
Oh, glory be to God. Glory, glory.
He is. He is
yes,
King
yes.
of Kings. Revelation 17:14.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is King over all. Christ is the king over all kings and rulers, and as subjects in his kingdom, we owe him our complete allegiance. That's something to think about. You know, it amazes me. It amazes me because, see, we don't want to honor Jesus.
Yeah.
But if President Barack Obama came in, we want to, you know, honor him. You know, if your favorite player came in from, if whether it's football, basketball, you know, hockey, you want to honor him.
Oh, yeah.
What about honoring Jesus? What about honoring our Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Woo! You know, and we, all he wants us to do is honor him with the fruits of our lips.
Amen, amen, amen.
You know, all he wants us to do is give him a little bit of praise and worship.
That's all. That's all.
We were created to give him praise. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Jesus. He paid the price for us. But we'll get more than this. I'm about to get passionate. And I'm going to have to come back. Because, see, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and think about his glory, you know, I just get ready to shout. You know, it's nothing for me to be running through the house shouting and praising God. Because I know who my Heavenly Father is. And
whoa.
I call him by all names. And you can find more on the King of Kings. Some of the other related titles would be King, King of Israel, King of the Jews, Lord of Lords, Master, Prince, Ruler, Sovereign, as in Matthew 21:5 and John 1:49, Matthew 22, Revelations 19:16, Luke 8:24, Daniel 9:25, and 1 Timothy 6:15. And see, what I love about this is that it takes us back and forth because it's giving us some reference even from the Old Testament to the New Testament, because the Old Testament foretold of Jesus. It foretold of Jesus. He is the Lamb of God.
Yes, the Lamb.
John 1:29-36. 1 Peter 1:19.
Yes.
Revelation 5:6-12 and 7:17. He is our Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Jesus is our sacrifice.
Yes.
What have you sacrificed for Jesus? Have you sacrificed a little bit of time?
Amen.
You know, not a whole lot of time. You don't ask for a whole lot.
Amen.
Just a bit.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes.
Have you sacrificed a meal? Just to say, you know, I'm not going to eat. I just want to let my spirit be free. And I don't want to be fooled because I want to try to hear from Jesus. Have you sacrificed your lip service?
Glory.
Woo! You know, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
the man.
Jesus is the fulfillment of the whole sacrificial system.
Yes.
Hebrews 7:26-29. That is so important.
Glory.
Especially as our Passover lamb. As the Lamb of God, Jesus' sacrifice pays for our sins, past, present, and future.
Yeah.
He is also the offering, as in Hebrews 10:10, the Passover, as in 1 Corinthians 5:7.
Glory be to God.
The y'all know I'm gonna mess this word up. The perpetration. I can't get it done.
1 John 2:2.
Y'all go there. And he is the sacrifice, as in Ephesians 5:2.
Yeah,
we're
gonna mess up
for
something tonight.
No, I'm not about that.
But
Jesus. He is our sacrifice, y'all. He gave himself, y'all. You know what? Jesus could have came off that cross if he wanted to, anytime he wanted to. But he chose. Right, he didn't have to go on. But he chose to don't own it for us. For what you did yesterday, for what you did today, for what you're going to do
tomorrow.
You know,
no
excuse.
It's paid.
No excuse.
Paid for.
All you need to do is say, Lord, I repent.
That's all.
I sinned against you in heaven.
Glory.
You know it.
Yes.
But go ahead, babe. Take that next one.
Oh, man. Ooh, the last.
1 Corinthians. Go ahead.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 15:45.
Yes.
Jesus is the Father of a new human nature.
I knew you could mess that one up.
Yes.
That's nature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah.
He is. See, the first Adam brought sin and death to us.
Yes.
He sold us out, y'all.
Mm-hmm. You know, I walked around a long time.
Mad at Adam.
I was mad at Adam, but I didn't know it was Adam. Because I really wasn't in the Bible, you know. I was mad at whoever started work.
Y'all, Raleigh is something else.
I was mad. Whoever started work, come to find out he messed up. And then, now I got to work for it.
Well, you know.
When it was all just a man out there, all I had to do was go out there and pick it up. You know.
Well, look, Jesus. It's the last Adam, y'all.
Ooh.
Bringing life. From him flows eternal life. Eternal life. You know, that means no more death. You don't have to die anymore. No more death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means that you're with our Heavenly Father forever.
Glory, glory.
See, y'all know how, you know, you hurt yourself, you might have had some pain, and it just felt like you was in pain forever, especially if it was a toothache. It felt like eternity.
Yeah, that thing hurt way down in your toes, boy.
But see, when Jesus gives us eternity, it don't end. It don't end. See, that was feeling like eternity to you, and you couldn't wait for it to end. But the eternity that Jesus is going to give you, it don't end. It don't end. See, also, titles related to that would be man, second man, son of man. And that's in Daniel 7:13-14, Mark 9:31, John 19:5. 1 Timothy 2:5.
Wow.
God is good.
You have lost me there for a minute.
Ooh, go ahead with that next one,
Riley. The light of the world.
My light. Hey, Jesus. What you talking about?
Jesus is the light. Glory be to God. Woo! Look out.
John 8:12.
Yes.
Ah! It says that Jesus radiant. Reveals God, knowing Jesus is to know and see what God is like.
Glory.
Those who follow him would not walk in darkness.
Glory.
That is coming from John 8:12.
Yes.
So some of the related titles to that would be light, the radiance of God's glory.
Yes.
John 1:4-5, Hebrews 1:3. And it goes back to that
bright morning star.
Woo!
Shabbat.
But y'all, you know what I love? He's the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Yes.
See, this is important. This is extremely important to me because working in the Jewish community for 20 plus years, tribe is very important.
Yeah.
You know, they can tell you what tribe they belong to.
Yeah.
Tribes is very important in the Hebrew family, in the Hebrew culture, is very important.
Yeah.
So knowing that our Jesus, my big brother, my Savior, my judge, my advocate, my wonderful counselor, knowing that he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, as is coming from Genesis 49:9-10 and Revelation 5:5, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, because that's where David comes from. And Jesus is David's son.
Yes,
so y'all know
what?
Hey, it's good to know that we are royalty.
Amen.
See, that royalty, it runs both naturally and spiritually. So we are so blessed.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Know who we are. Know we have flowing in our veins. You know, don't mean that things is not going to happen. It just means that you just pick yourself back up and say, Lord, you know, thank you for another opportunity. You know, as the Lion of Judah, Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecies, being from the tribe of Judah and the lineage of David. So we can also look at the son of David in Matthew 12:23. And we can also look at King of Kings. Jesus is our everything.
Yes.
Jesus is.
Ooh.
Go ahead, take that one, baby.
That one there just.
Go ahead, take that one, baby.
Living water.
Woo! Living water, spirit. Yes.
Oh,
John.
14. 7:38.
Yes.
Jesus is our spiritual
drink.
Yes.
Wow. So when you thirsty, see Jesus said. Jesus said. The water I offer you, if you would drink from this fountain. I'm just paraphrasing it, y'all. He said you would never thirst. You would never thirst. And you know what? See, you got to get spiritual to receive that one. Because Christ is the fountainhead of the life that wells up inside every believer like an unending spring. In the spring. Now see, I've been to the spring and got water.
Sure enough.
You don't know exactly where the water comes from, but it's the spring and the water just won't stop.
Amen.
Yeah. But one of those old days, that spring may dry up. But the spring of Jesus,
yes.
That living spirit would never dry up. It would never dry up. And you can learn more about him as the fountain, as the life-giving spirit. In Jeremiah 2:10, Zechariah 13:1, and 1 Corinthians 15:45.
Yes,
yeah. He is good. You know, sometimes I just cry out, and I'll be all through the house making up songs as I go. I know my voice is really squeaky, and I know they be saying, I wish you shut up. But you know what? I love that no matter how squeaky your voice is, Jesus knows your cry. He could be in a room with 100 people, and it could be 100 of y'all crying out to Jesus. And he knows which one is yours. He knows which cry belongs to everybody. Because
yes.
We serve an amazing God.
Yes.
And see, when you cry out and the Holy Spirit is there making intercession for you, it's a
glory.
Sometimes I walk around, and I don't want to speak in tongues. I just thought I'm praying, or I just started singing. God. And I say, I know I'm in charge.
Because yes. Okay.
I just love God so much.
Yes.
I love him.
So, oh man.
He's the Lord of Lords.
Yeah, the Lord of Lords.
Revelation
19:16. Yeah. 1 Timothy 6:15. Yes. I lost it.
Jesus
is Lord.
Yes, he
is. Ooh. Yes, he is.
You know,
Lord, oh, oh.
I remember when I didn't know who Jesus was. I remember when I didn't understand that Jesus was the Lord of my life. And that wherever I permitted, he would permit. And wherever I didn't permit, he would not permit.
Jesus.
I didn't know who I was in Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
But then I learned.
You know, it's a lot of us walking around here, and we don't know. You know. We don't. And we just don't know. You know, we were talking about royalty. You know, we are kings and queens. We are queens and princes. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
We just have.
You know, we have the power to change our situation.
Yes, we do.
You know, he left us with that power to change our situation.
Yes.
So, if you don't know,
hey,
just get in a relationship with him.
That's all you got to do. Because Jesus is the Lord over all.
Yes.
He has this title by right as the Son of God, as the creator of the cosmos. It is also a title he has earned by his humble work of becoming human in order to redeem us through his death.
Glory, glory.
He is Lord, as the Philippians 2:11. And we can go back and see King of Kings. That's who he is. He is just so awesome. He is so wonderful. And you know what? If you don't know him for yourself,
yes,
we invite you right now to take this opportunity.
Yes.
To know him for yourself. We invite you to enter into a relationship with him. It's not hard.
Amen.
All you have to do is cry out. Confess with your mouth.
Yes.
Believe in your heart.
Glory.
That's all you have to do.
Glory, glory.
He is good. He is good all the time. And all he wants is a relationship with you.
Yes.
But he will not force himself on you because he's a gentleman.
Yes. Shabbat.
See, say, Father God,
yes.
I believe in my heart,
I believe in my heart
that Jesus is your only begotten Son.
Jesus is your only begotten Son.
I believe that he died for my sins and was risen on the third day.
Risen on the third day.
I believe he is sitting in heaven with you.
Yes.
I confess with my mouth.
Glory.
That I have sinned against you and against heaven.
Yes.
I repent right now.
Glory.
Please come into my heart.
Yes.
And make me brand new.
Yes.
And I thank you, and I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life.
Glory, glory.
You know what? If you pray that prayer with us, then guess what?
Glory.
You are saved. Welcome to the family.
Glory.
Welcome to the family.
Hallelujah.
And ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Amen.
Because the devil desires to sift you and you just join an exclusive family because this family this club, this hangout, is only by invitation, and you must be a member to receive its reward.
That means
eternity with our Father.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, and God loves you. You know, so many people is on the border right now. You don't know if you want to commit. You're worried about what your friends going to say. You are worried about what your parents going to say, what the people around you going to say. Don't worry about them because they don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Because, see, what if you die right now in your mess? Where do you think you're going? If you die right now, if you've never accepted Christ, then you're dead and gone. Your eternity is not with Christ. So don't sit there. Don't feel like, oh, but they already said the prayer, so it's too late for me. The devil is a lie. Because just like we said the prayer once, we can say it twice. You can drop down at any time and say, Jesus, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
You don't need us.
Amen.
You can do it by yourself.
Glory,
if you missed doing it when we did it. It is never too late. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Because he's a liar and he's a deceiver. He wants to keep you from the knowledge that you need to know.
Yes.
To know who you are.
Amen.
To know that you have royalty running through your life.
Glory, glory.
He don't want you to know about your spiritual DNA.
Amen.
He don't want you to know how much God loves you.
Amen.
So what you slap around? So what you got a baby out of wedlock?
Glory.
Guess what? It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. It just don't matter. That baby out of wedlock don't mean anything. That's a hell of a thing. It don't mean anything at all. To see what many of us older people didn't tell you. We didn't tell you about the babies we had out of wedlock. We didn't tell you about how long we sat. You know, so we love you, and we want to embrace you. We want you to know Jesus for yourself. Share. That shame. That you've been feeling. God want to take it away from you. He want you to give it to him. If you would give it to God, he would turn your shame into joy. But you got to let go of it. You got to let it go and give it to God. This is the third day that Belinda has come back to me. Thomas. Thomas. Do what you promised God, you was going to do. You made a vow.
Glory, glory.
Do what you promised God you was going to do.
Yes, Lord.
And watch what he going to do for you.
Amen.
God Say, come home. Come back into a relationship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Andre.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Andre.
Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to heal your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He has so many wonderful things for you. Beloved, this is the time for you to renew yourself. Give it to him. And start to treat the people the way that you want to be treated. Come back into a relationship with Jesus. He will give you the desires of your heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. Do you have anything right?
Walk. This walk. This easy. too.
Mm-mm, good. You know.
Just can't eat more. You got to just love them all.
We love y'all. And we speak bountiful blessings upon each and every one of you. And we thank you for joining us today.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And until next time, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Glory.
Yes, to God be all the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory,
and
because he is truly worthy to be praised.
And be a blessing
to someone
else.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.